Amen. Genesis chapter 32, verse 22. Should be some familiar verses to Bible readers. Amen. This is Jacob's second major experience of being in the presence of God. Amen. And hallelujah. His first major experience when he really met God was at Bethel.
Yeah.
But now this is that Jacob experience. Amen. Genesis chapter 32, starting at verse 22. I'll read several verses. Don't want to make you weary here. And he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone. Amen. I may preach right there for a while. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint, and he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? This is very important in this story. God asked Jacob, what is your name?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And he said, Jacob, the supplanter, the deceiver, the grabber of the heel. Amen. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Therefore, the children of Israel eat not of the sinew which strength, which is upon the hollow of the thigh unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew that shrank. Amen. Thank you for standing here today. Amen. For the reading of the word of the Lord. And if God would help us here, I'd like to deal with this encounter that Jacob had with God. Amen. I know it was an angel, but it really was a type of Christ, God himself, if you will, that Jacob encountered in this experience. Amen. This is the second spiritual encounter in Jacob's life. As we already mentioned, the first was at Bethel. Amen. In Genesis 28 and verse number 10, Jacob met God at Bethel. At Bethel, Jacob saw a ladder. But at Jabbok, Jacob saw the Lord.
Yes.
At Bethel, Jacob became a believing man. But at Jabbok, Jacob became a broken man.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. At Bethel, Jacob became a son of God. But at Jabbok, he became a saint of God.
Woo.
At Bethel, he died to his sins. But at Jabbok, he died to himself.
Hallelujah. Yes.
He left Bethel with a spring in his step, but he left Jabbok with a limp in his leg that forever changed his heart. Amen.
Right.
Now all men need a Bethel experience. We need to know that place where we met God. Amen. Every person in this room needs to be able to recall that place. I don't ever want to forget that Bethel that I had in my life. Amen.
All right.
Where I met God. Amen. But isn't salvation wonderful?
Yes.
That ought to make a smile on our face when we think back to the day and the time that the Lord saved me. Hallelujah. However, many never go beyond that Bethel experience. They get saved and that's as far as they go. Amen. They never seem to be able to produce anything for the glory of God. While we must have a Bethel experience, if we expect to get to heaven, we also need a Jacob experience.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Oh, yes. He spent that night talking to the Lord, and he was never the same man since that encounter with God. Hallelujah. I would venture to say that 99% of Christians need to have a little talk with Jesus now and again. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, God, this is that time, Brother Earl, in Jacob's life where I believe he got serious with God. Amen.
Yeah,
some of us have an encounter with the Lord, and I believe the Lord deals with our hearts. And amen, sometimes we brush it off and we run on. But right here was a crossroads, amen, in Jacob's life where he had to meet God face to face and make a decision. Amen. Will I do something with this encounter that God, amen, has caused me to have a crossroads in my life? Hallelujah. My first point I'd like to make here, amen, out of verse number 24, and Jacob was left alone. Amen. Jacob was very much alone. Jacob was facing a serious time of testing. He had left his home behind, and he was about to face a brother that he had wronged many years ago, Esau. Amen. He is about to have to face Esau, that brother that he was afraid to face. Amen. Face to face. Hallelujah. The fact that Jacob spent the night in prayer is evident in Hosea chapter number 12, verse number 4. Even Hosea said it, praise God, that Jacob prayed and sought the Lord through the night. Amen. As he encountered this time of a meeting, of a prayer meeting, Jacob found himself alone. Amen. Hey God, have you ever found yourself alone? I don't want to hang out right here too long. Amen. But sometimes I don't know exactly what I feel in my spirit right here tonight, but sometimes I want to tell you, in our walk with God, you're going to feel alone. Amen. I want you to look at this. Jacob was across the ford. Jacob, he was over there all by himself. His family, his kids, his wife, everything was over across the water. He wasn't a whole long ways from him. He's a pretty good piece, I believe. Amen. But what I'm trying to say is he had a lot of folks over there. Amen. But Jacob was on the other side of Jabbok, and he was all alone, Brother Daniel. Amen. Have you ever been to that place in your life where you feel like you're all alone? Amen. Nobody else is there to help you. Nobody else is there to bear the load. Nobody else seems as though they understand quite that place that you're at. Amen. That situation that you're in. Amen. Jacob, the Bible said, was all alone. Amen. I like to tell us, God sometimes, whether you believe it or not, takes us to a place that we're all alone. Why? Because Jacob had to get rid of distractions. Amen. Jacob had to get rid of everything and everybody that was around him. You know, sometimes the devil will get you busy, and he'll make you so busy you can't see the front from the back or the side from the other side. So he can get you so busy that you don't have this experience with God. Amen. But God, amen, created or caused rather Jacob to be all alone. Amen. And he said, now here you are, Jacob. You're facing me head on. Amen. Face to face. And Jacob was all alone. Amen. When we're all alone and unoccupied, then we have time to face God. Amen. People fear that kind of intimacy with God. I don't know why we do. Sometimes we're afraid when it's just us and God. I feel like telling somebody right here tonight, don't be afraid when it's just you and God. That's where you need to be. That was the life-changing experience for Jacob. He never was able to get a change in his life. He never was able to get rid of that name deceiver. He never was able to get rid of that name supplanter, the grabber of the hill. Amen. Until he got alone with God. Amen. I feel like telling somebody in this house tonight, God has brought you to this place. God has brought you to this place that you feel like you're all alone. Amen. Not to tear you down, not to hinder your faith, but to create a life-changing experience like Jacob had. Hey, God, when we are busy, amen, we can occupy the heart and the mind. But when we are all alone and still, amen, it is easier for us to hear the Lord when we're by ourselves. Many sinners tend to fill their lives with busy work so that they can avoid the voice
Christians are going to be strong in the Lord, then we must face God face to face. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
All right.
Bless God. Yes, Lord.
Did you know there's value and you get along with God every day?
You're right.
Hallelujah. You're right. It'll change your life. Right. If you'll have a prayer time in your life every single day and shut to the door and get in the closet, and the Bible teaches, and get alone with God. Oh. Hallelujah. I've heard people say through the years, well, I don't have a closet I can get in, but I go down and bellow in that bathtub. That's a good place too. Amen. I don't know where it is you like to pray. Most of the time when I get my good praying done, I guess because I've always worked and I've always been an active person, I like to walk and pray. Even we come up here, we used to come up here for our prayer meetings, I'd get down 15, 20 minutes on my knees. I just feel like I can get somewhere when I get on my feet, and I'll start marching around the church. I'll start praying, walking. I like getting back in the woods, praying and walking, seeking God. Somebody in this house, I feel like the Lord, amen, has come by to tell you, you need to get alone and get some things settled in your life. There's value of daily quiet time in a clearly, amen. It clearly was demonstrated in the life of Jesus, and Jesus got alone, amen, with just Him and the Father. Hallelujah. You and I should get alone with just me and God, and just you and God also in our lives. Amen. Jeremiah 29:11 says this, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Amen. Get away with God, and I think you can get some answers. That's been tormenting you in your life. Some things. Jacob, great God, wrestled and wrestled, Brother George. He never could get clear direction in his life until he got along with God. Oh, I got to preach a little more before I move on. I got several more points I need to get. But I believe this is one of the most important points I'll be preaching right here. Amen. Somebody needs to understand. It's not an awkward place. It was just when it's just you and God. Amen. You need to get comfortable with just you and God. Hey, that's a major, amen, tipping point in a person's life when they can get comfortable when it's just them and God. Amen.
Yeah.
Jacob was very much alone. And secondly, Jacob was very much alive. As Jacob prayed that night, it appeared that he had experienced a Christ-like experience. Amen. That is, he was privileged to be in the place that the Lord decided to manifest himself in a personal manner.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We shout while we're going to sing. I wish we could shout a little bit and preach it. Amen. Did you know that you can experience God in a personal manner in your life?
All right.
Yeah. All right. Somebody said, I ain't never had God talk to me. Hey, you poor soul, you. Hallelujah. I've had Him talk to me. Oh.
Hallelujah.
Somebody said, you can't see God. Amen. I've never seen God face to face. I've never seen behind the parts of God like Moses did. Right. But can I tell you, I've seen God.
Come on.
I said, I've seen God come down in a service. Amen. Tears running down. But I've seen God come in a service. When sinners prayed in an altar. I've seen God. Amen. When he gets in that place and moves on someone and they receive a healing. I said, I've seen God. Amen. Hey. And that's where Jacob was. He got in a place where God was. The angel was unable to overcome Jacob. And of course we know that God could have whipped Jacob with just a thought. Amen. But he allowed Jacob to fight. Amen. And to bring Jacob to the place where he was willing to see himself as he truly was. At this point, Jacob represents the fleshly nature of a man. He represented our old sinful nature that is constantly fighting against God. Amen. God was trying to get Jacob humbled down, but Jacob was fighting against God.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Oh, I'm not trying to preach too spiritual here, but did you know you can fight against God when God's trying to humble your spirit and God's trying to humble your and said, God, it's just me and you. I'm tired of fighting against you. But no, he kept on fighting that angel. He kept on fighting against God.
Right.
Amen. And I feel like sometimes that's where you and I get. We get to the place where we won't surrender to what God wants for our life. And we just fight against God. And we fight against God. And you know what happened? God touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh. Oh, God could have killed Jacob. I believe God could have with his pinky finger and flipped Jacob's leg and it would have come completely off. Amen. But he touched the sinew of his thigh, the Bible said. I looked that up a little while ago and it said there was a piece of a strand of tissue. I'm trying to think. Not a muscle, but a tendon. Amen. Great God. Jacob's leg was out of socket. God put his leg out of socket and it was just held by the tendons and by the skin. And Jacob was never the same man because he fought against God. Hey, how come to tell us don't fight against God? It's easier to be surrendered. It's easier to surrender your spirit and surrender your attitude and surrender your heart and surrender your mouth. Hey, God, just surrender to God and let God help you here today.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, God.
We fight the Lord at every turn in our lives. God would tell us something is wrong, and our own nature down inside of us fights against that. Well, I don't have to live like this. Hey, I come to tell you, every one of you are free moral agents.
Sure.
You don't have to do nothing you don't want to do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on. Sometimes the kids will say, Dad, why do we got to do that? And I like telling them this. They like my old wise adage that I give them. I said, you ain't got to do nothing. I said, this is the good old United States of America, and you're free if you want to sit around the rest of your life and be a bum and don't do nothing, then that's your right. Amen. Yeah, that's your right. If you don't want to do nothing, amen. I tell you what you can do. You can sit around in your room and play video games from daylight to dark. Amen. And the only muscle you have is a bum muscle. Come on. If that's the kind of life
come
you
on.
Want to live. Did you know, a side note here, did you know that's a great tragedy in America today? They claim that as high as 10% of the workforce in America, as high as 10% of the males, I ain't speaking females here, at least 10% of men in this country are hiding in a basement somewhere, amen, hooked on video games and hooked on the games of life. Great God,
come on.
Hey, I come to tell us, you need to get out of there, you need to rise, amen, and become alive. Thank God Jacob was still alive. He said, oh, I want a blessing. And he grabbed a hold on that angel. And he said, I'm going to fight you. Amen. Until I get what I came for.
Yes. Amen. Bless him.
Yes, Lord.
So that, so God, I believe, touched him in the hollow of his thigh.
Yes, Lord.
Woo.
Sure.
Did you know Paul struggled with the dilemma against God? Amen. Romans 7:15. You can read it later. And may I remind you this evening that our old nature is not fit to live. It deserves one thing, and that is to be put to death.
Yeah.
We must die daily. We must crucify the flesh. We must take up the cross and walk with God. We are called upon, amen, to reckon that old man dead. Oh, God, my prayer for this service here today is that somebody can leave this place with a dead Jacob. Amen. That somebody can leave this house with a dead nature and say, God, I don't care about what I want anymore. And here was my plans. I planned to do this, this, and this with my life. But now, God, I'm leaving this house. I want to do what you'd have me to do. I ain't putting nobody on the spot. But yesterday, Brother Kevin was telling me, amen, about Kipton, amen. Oh, and he said, one of these days, if the Lord calls him, amen. And right here's the key in life. He said, if the Lord should call him to go to a foreign mission field, whatever God so chooses, I want to be behind it. I wish somebody in this house would say, God, whatever you choose, it'll be all right with me. Hey, come on, that's the start of your victory. I said, that's the start of you getting over the hump when you're willing to say, not my way, Lord, not my old nature anymore. God, help me to tie up to Jacob. Help me to tie up to Jason. I don't want to live life my way. I don't want to live it on my terms. I want it on your terms.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Ask the Lord to help me in this house. God, Lord, I feel the unction of the Holy Ghost. God, I feel heaven in my heart. Somebody in this house, it's time to do it on their own. Somebody in this house, you're trying to live life on your terms. But heaven has come to tell you, you can't live life on your terms. You've got to turn it over to God.
Amen. Oh, yes.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Give it Jesus. Yeah.
And as long as you fight against it,
you're fighting a losing battle.
That's true.
Yeah.
You can't fight against God.
Can't do it.
Listen to me.
Come on.
Feel the burden of the Holy Ghost on me here.
Oh, yeah.
You can't fight against God.
That's right, bro.
You can't do it. Oh, God. Got to move on here. Oh. So Jacob was no longer fighting. Once God touched the hollow of his thigh, he was merely hanging on for dear life. If we insist on fighting against God and his attempts on growing us, did you ever think about God is just trying to help you to grow spiritually?
Yes, he is.
We fight against the spiritual nature of God. Amen.
Yeah.
True.
Woo. Pray for me, brother. Did you know you can't produce good fruit until you have a pruning?
Amen.
We don't like to be hacked on and cut. Lord, I don't want to give things up. I remember my cousin had an old apple tree, Brother Kevin, growing up, and he let that thing go for so long. It had branches everywhere. That thing had 1,000 apples on it one year, but the apples only that big around. You ever seen him, Brother George? Has way too many branches. Had a lot of apples. Had way too many branches. But the old man, Brother Grover Thomas, I'll never forget this. How God lets you remember things in your life. I was just a little boy. An old man, Grover Thomas, an old wise old man, he went out there and cut down nearly half of that tree. He cut off major branches and major trunks of that tree. And before it was done, it didn't have much left to it. Chris said, Grover, you done killed my tree. Amen. Grover said, I don't know about that. But he said, I know that one thing. This year it had 1,000 apples on it that you couldn't eat. Huh? Next year it might only have 2 or 3. But I guarantee you this, you'll be able to eat them next year. Sometimes you got to prune down. You got to get rid of branches. You got to get rid of excess. You got to get rid of things that sapping God out of your life. If you're ever going to produce anything, it ain't a matter if you have 1,000 apples. Do you got an apple that can be of use to God? Do you got at least one thing, that at least one fruit that can be used to God?
All right.
Wow.
All right.
Yes, God.
Let's move on here. Did you know God knows exactly how to touch you in your life? And he knows when to touch you, and he knows where to touch you.
Right.
Woo.
Right.
God desires for your life and mine, amen, to come to a place where we stop fighting against God and we allow God to take control of our life.
Oh, God.
Wow. Woo. John 15:5 said, I am the branches. I am the vine, rather. And ye are the branches. Did you know that?
Yeah.
You're just a part of the branch, and we're plugged into the vine. Amen. And that's him. Glory to God.
Right.
Amen. The angel demands to know Jacob's name, and he forced to admit just who he was. Right. I'm Jacob. I'm that old supplanter. I'm that old trickster. I'm that cheat. I'm that one, amen, that's never been no good. Woo. Or in our term,
the one who twists the arm. Hallelujah. Jacob had to come to the place of seeing who he really was before God could use him. By the way, God can't use you the way you are. We got to be molded and made into who God wants us to be.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. All right.
Wow, I hope I'm doing all right here because I feel the Lord.
Come on.
Admit our failures.
Sure.
Here's one that ain't going to go over so well. We got to admit our sins.
That's right.
Come on. You got a bad attitude, you need to get over that.
Amen.
Right. Yes.
You got a bad temper that keeps coming up in bad times, you got to get over that. You got to sacrifice that thing on the altar.
Bless you, Lord.
Yes. All right.
Lord,
yes, God.
All right.
You got sinful things in your life, you get rid of that.
Yeah.
And you trust God, God will help you.
Yes, He will. That's good.
Jacob, who left Canaan, was capable of deceiving his brother, lying to his blind father, cheating his crooked uncle. But the man who returns is a man with a new nature. No more Jacob, the twister. No more Jacob,
right,
the prankster. No more Jacob, the supplanter.
Yeah.
That angel looked at Jacob and said, "What is your name?" Woo, hallelujah. And he's reminded of who he was. And as he says his name, "I am Jacob," he remembers all those things. And as he remembers all those times in his life where he tried to do it on his own. But God said, "What is your name?" And he said, "My name is Jacob." Amen. That old lousy scoundrel that I've been all my life. And that angel touched him in the hollow of his thigh. And he said, "No more Jacob, but your name will be Israel." Amen. As a prince with God.
Amen.
Hey, I come to tell us he had to admit who he was. He had to look back at all the things he had done in his past that he wished he had done different. And he said, "I've got to move forward God's way and not Jacob's way."
Amen.
Jacob's got to be buried. That old prankster. Amen. That old supplanter. That old seed deceiver. That old liar. He's got to be buried. And I got to get up as Israel, a prince with God. Hey, I come to tell you here today, that's what it's got to be to you. You've got to bury self. You've got to bury your desires. You've got to bury your sins and say, "Great God, I'm coming up who God wants me to be."
Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Did you know God will shape you and mold you and fit you into His image?
Yes,
woo.
Yes, He will.
Not what you want to be, but what He wants you to be.
Oh, yeah.
And until you're willing to do that, you're going to fight yourself like Jacob did.
Glory be to God.
All right.
Bless you, Lord.
I'm preaching to us here today.
Come on.
I know it's a little different than my style usually is. I feel heaven's Holy Ghost from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. I've been preaching long enough to know I'm right on the, the pulse of something right here, right now. You know, Saul was useless. Paul later became Paul. Did you know Saul was useless?
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, he thought he was doing the work of God, Brother George. He was out there murdering Christians. He was out there, thought he was working for God. But Paul had to have a Damascus Road experience. He had to see God as the brightness of the new days. He had to have a Damascus change in his life. But did you know, after Saul was turned to Paul, amen, and his heart was changed, he became a brand new man. I feel the Holy Ghost here today. You can have a Damascus Road experience. You can have a change of heart and leave this church house today and say, "I'm not that old man anymore. I'm not Saul, but I'm Paul."
Praise God.
Yes.
Woo. Feel the Holy Ghost here. Jacob left that place. I preached this years ago. Probably not for this particular verse. But I read over there and Paul, when Paul said, "I bear my body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ." And I preached years ago on being branded. Like an old farmer brands that cow. Yeah. But did you know Jacob was branded?
Yeah.
Woo.
Hey,
Jacob left Jacob. And when he left, he had a brand. He had a mark of God on him. The Bible said he never lost his limp for the rest of his life. He limped. That socket was out of joint. And he had a hard time walking around.
Yeah.
But when he came in town, everybody
lot stiffer than he used to. And when they finally met Jacob, that ain't Jacob no more. He ain't a liar no more. He ain't a deceiver no more. He's a different man. He was branded by the power of God. I come to tell somebody in this house, you can leave branded. You can leave different than when you came in this house. God can cause amen, an eternal impact on your life.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
When he stood before Pharaoh in Genesis 47 and 7, every step he took reminded him and everybody else around him that he was the Lord's and that the Lord had touched his life. When God puts a mark on you, when God brands you, everybody around you will know. They'll remember who you used to be.
All right.
They'll know who you are right now.
Right.
Stand with me in this house.
Praise God.
I don't want to remind you of your past. Some of you in here today, you've got a past of drinking. But thank God you've got a mark on you now. You're not that man anymore.
Yeah.
Woo. Some of you have a mark on your past. Maybe you, amen, had dabbled in the drugs. Amen, and things of that nature. But thank God you've got a mark on you. And you're not into that anymore. Glory to God. Hey, I come to tell us you can leave here branded. You can leave here with a mark on you.
Yes.
Hey, but what you got to take? It's got to take me getting along with God. It's got to take me, amen, having a Jacob experience that I find God face to face.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
Sure.
God, have you.
Bow your head, pray with me, Lord.
Oh.
Now we've come to the important part of this service. I preached my heart.
Jesus.
I preached the best I knew how. And I really need you to help us now, Lord. Well, I don't want to give this altar call without you. I feel like somebody can leave here changed today. And I feel like you can put a mark on somebody today. I feel like you can brand somebody today. Oh, God, would you do it? God, would you do it? Pray for me, church. Pray for me.
Oh, God.
Pray that the Lord will get his way right here. I feel a heaviness. I feel a burden of the Lord, of the Holy Ghost in this house. I feel like God is coming by to change somebody's life today.
Thank you, Lord.
Can I tune on that piano, Sister Missy?
Jesus.
How about with you today? Don't you want to leave different? Jacob said, I don't want to leave as Jacob today. But he said, today I want to leave different.
Yes, God.
That's my question to somebody here today. Do you want to leave different? Do you want to leave with the mark of God on you? You might have to live the rest of your life, but you'll have the presence of God on you. Be the first one to step out here today and say, God, I want your mark on me. I want your presence on me, Lord. I want the will of God in my life. I want to quit fighting against you, Lord. I want to surrender to you. Who step out here? This is an important order. This is an important service right here today. I feel God in an unusual way in this house. Amen. Is there anybody that'll say, I want to be branded? I want to be touched? I want to be changed? I want to surrender my will to your will, God? I want to be changed. Amen.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Oh, For every sin, it's all there is. Savior, you're all.